We're going Creative Shade here, brought to you by Max,
John,
and Shakwe.
Season 2, episode...
Season 4. Season 4, episode 2.
Na yan bado ayuko, so...
Yeah.
Tulombia.
Come back.
Yan tumepiga kichungi. But anyway, yeah.
Mneza tuma your applications to... Ntapatia number and M-Pesa and then... Tutongilea kando.
Anyway, wiki mekuwaji.
I think you should start with yourself. Because we are going to start go like this. How was your week?
Kwanza, kijana, metan a year older.
Oh, yeah. A year older, a year wiser.
Send gifts.
A random 10K also would help.
Yeah, then the number is 0704.
Mm-hmm. To produce
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Miata.
Then you can depend on the bank. This is scary. But send money. You can ask John Babu hapo join me fika. Mwasili.
Anyway, thank you. Mm-hmm. Kumekona nini?
Lanza birthday.
Yeah, what are you doing? Did you do anything?
Sikufanya chote.
Kwanza ungenikumbusha nimletee kutoka huko chini.
Oh yeah, true. Eh?
Sasa tampatia tu.
Ian angefikiria hivyo. Ian, where are you?
Maybe ana prepare a surprise party.
Oh yeah, sure. Could be.
Anyway, what's happened this week?
Yeah.
Nothing much. Been Lombia starting school again.
Yeah. So,
imekuwa just settling in.
Mm-hmm.
Kurudi imesha wanafunzi si jokes. Astoshazoea.
Kwanza sasa hivi nye uko na kuna chuo na bado uko na job.
Yeah, so those evening classes are tough. Mm-hmm. And until weekend. But yeah, imekuwa tu hiyo, just settling in.
Yeah.
Meeting new people. Noticing that I was too used to being a creative, so it's going back to business school.
Mm.
It was anywhere different.
Mm.
Like, you know, in art school, I was dress formal.
Yeah.
So, like, unge kamume dress in a suit, unge ambiwa na like, hey, next time tafadhali.
Yeah.
So saini, the other way around, ni mina, nenda huko ni kikavi, na jisikia una meet people, like, jusi watu ingine toka job.
Yeah.
During the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, jioni, people are in ties, nini.
Mm-hmm.
Mini mezo ya job, neza pull up, na shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so imikuwa, like, uneza notice, ata na kakando, na kambali na asi ingine juu. I just feel like I'm the odd one out. But yeah, it's been, hiyo tu imikuwa iki happen.
How many people are in your class?
Hey, watu ni wengi.
Oh.
The shocking thing is, now most of them are older.
Oh yeah, sure, definitely. Uh-huh.
Because most people who take masters, you know, Johnny, guys who are families.
Yeah.
So when they look at you, you just look like a kid. You're not a kid.
Yeah. Right? Mtoto.
Yeah.
Semu metan miaka ngapi. Ongea kwa microphone is kid.
Anyway. Yeah, so it's just like you could get to understand that was I ni watiaji. Some guys are too old. Like by how they're speaking, you just know ni watiaji. And yeah, so hopefully as we move on.
Yeah.
You guys.
John?
My week has been good. Hectic dogo. Because this week I'm going to a couple of applications, interviews, nini. So you're too at, you know, kesho gonna scarce do menda up the next day pia. Nongilesha different interviewers. Though the funny thing ni 11 like when kitambo kulikuwa na hizo jitters za ku interviews jukwaa nini.
Yeah.
Nowadays niko tu nakwaga tu like nafanya interview like kama mtendo.
No scare.
Yeah, like no, no if scare. Like if mtarudi kuniambia like yeah by the ni come back for this and that. It's all well and good. If it doesn't happen, once it's all well and good. Like nowadays I don't know. Nimeluzio the age of nini. I think maybe it's because yeah, there's that understanding of at least for CC in the creative scene, there's a bit more that you can do even without employment.
Yeah.
And there's a bit more avenues that you can explore.
Yeah.
So it's not an issue as of now.
Mm-hmm.
And also luckily, my financial status, but it's in a good place.
Yeah.
So sister,
that's important.
Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah, so at least for now, I'm in a good place. But yeah, I don't have like crash desperately into the next job.
Yeah,
just trying to find something. So yeah, apart from you, anything else? Imekuwa tu hiyo kunaenda gym kidogo na jua kujenga mwili summer body.
Oh my god.
No, actually no,
but that, winter is no. Coming. It is when?
Winter.
It is October.
Hey, please. You don't
it's
freeze
October,
you don't
November,
freeze
and then December. Okay.
You.
Okay.
We sema penye utakuwa na winter. Na misema hivi here.
All right, fine.
Anyway, so yeah, that at least no, but no, it's because usually when we were talking, I was telling you like when I used to go to work, every place that I've worked at, I've had at least it's been a considerable place and yeah. I can walk for at least 10-20 minutes during the day. So, like, when I'm at the end of the day, like, cumulatively in my tempo for around 50 minutes. So, like, when you hit my steps of the day, at the time, it was around 8,000.
Okay.
So, it was 8,000 steps. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm.
So, we cover you during the whole week. So, like, we're healthy too bad. Mm. But now, after we started working from home, hakuna penenda.
Yeah.
We got job, ni kwa nyumba kila time. So, nakaka hivyo, unaanza kuwa unhealthy.
Yeah.
Na sayo bado kuna pesa kidogo, so unakula kula pizza nini. Ah. Na naona kwa nyumba, so, sorry, so, like, sayo, especially now during this time, since I have bit of time.
Yeah.
And before, pia, tena nrudi job, because you rudi job, tena, utakuwa na hiyo time ya kuenda.
Yeah.
Gym and whatnot. So, at least for now, I've been going. Hopefully tafika where we want, and then we'll see.
That's nice.
Yeah, so this has just been my week for now.
That's nice. May I had many highlights. No, actually two highlights. I met my classmates on Thursday, which was cool. Like, it was interesting how to see like different people, how after graduation, how they are. Some have jobs, some don't. Some are looking for, some have not even started looking for jobs. So it was very leveling, and also I had missed them. They had missed me, so it was fun. And then also my siblings graduated yesterday, so that's nice.
Oh nice.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
So it was awesome. So I feel
the Arsenal fun.
The Arsenal fun, and my other sister Paula, you guys met her. So yeah, it was nice.
Paul
it was a nice name. Yeah. So shout out to you guys, Ron and Paula. If you ever hear this, you better hear this. Yeah, but other than that, it's okay. I feel like I'm ready to dive into the topic of the week.
Achacha kwanza, I thank the fans when you're on Rudy.
Hey.
Last week.
Woo.
I at least got some people. It was interesting to talk to different people about the topic. And to like at least three people we talked to about it a bit more in depth.
Yeah.
The whole topic as a whole.
Yeah.
Some of them were saying that's all well and good, but she'll also now like start talking about men's issues and whatnot. Sorry,
they said that. All right.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a man, so I will just listen.
Na Max, when you know me, what you wanna scare?
Yeah, I will just listen. Yeah.
So, so it was interesting. It was, and it's nice like being back at least for now. I'm having. Like just engaging people, giving different whatever, and it was also interesting because now during the interview, one of the interviews, when you were talking about it, so they're like, how do you like keep in touch with the like creative nini? How do you keep current and whatnot? So and it came up like now, and luckily now we're doing this podcast in which we get to have these different topics, people around, creatives in the creative scene and whatnot.
Mm.
So it was fun being identifying yourself as a podcaster.
Yeah.
Like it's good and bad at the same time. I don't know, it's usually weird. But yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I think so too.
So thinking how to start this.
Okay, may I can start it for you. Can I start?
Yeah.
So today, from you clicking this podcast, you're going to be talking about maybe something that some of you know, most of you may not know. It's called Dali. Okay. Kidogo we are Kenyans, eh? So if we spell it wrongly, the content is good. But so it's called Dali. Dali.
Yeah.
And it's from Google. Let me just read for you what it says. It's it's like a software. Is it an application?
It's an AI.
It's an AI system that can create realistic images and art from a description in natural language. So if you talk English, if you talk Chinese, whatever you do, and you just type it in, and then the AI system generates pictures for you to choose. And it can be as well. I've seen somebody can go to Dali. And then now there's Dali 2. Eh, I'm telling you, we didn't get over one. Now they are hitting us with a second punch. So it's really, really cool. So I saw that somebody actually can make like an astronaut skating on the moon. So cool. I think people have such a huge imagination. And then one king, Barack Obama as a dog. Azin, so cool. And I just type it in that software. And then you know what? I see Barack Obama, how he would look like as a dog. Can you imagine? And then now you have his suit over there. And then Michelle also over here is looking like, you know. So you can take like so many images of like the people you like. Let's say you can put Raila Odinga in a bus or something. Like, you know, like so many other people. And I think it's so cool. Like how you can take people you know. And then you can convert them, maybe let's say, maybe DNA walking on the moon, you know, something like that. So it was really cool. What did you learn about DALL-E?
So
DALL-E, DALL-E.
Chenya mesemo. Yeah. So first thing is, I think there's been many variations of it.
Yeah.
And many like kind of related applications. Not all of them are as well developed.
Yeah.
But there are others in are more developed. So like if you go and try to generate images that actually have different styles, different things. So the first thing I had noticed was like the best use for it is trying to make something that isn't based, like something unimaginable.
Yeah.
Because now it's like the best thing about it is how fast it generates an image. Because when you put in like the description that you want, in probably like the next minute, depending, I don't know if it depends on how fast your internet is.
Or maybe, how fast you type.
Yeah. Maybe, because I don't know, maybe like if it, because in my thinking is if you put more descriptive words, then maybe it will take longer to make something.
Yeah.
And if you put shorter descriptive words, maybe it will take a bit shorter because it will have to compose.
Uh-huh.
But the point is, like, it's more up to your imagination, like what you can think about.
Yeah.
And once you think about it, it puts it like not exactly what you are thinking,
uh-huh,
but there are many variations of what you aren't thinking about, uh-huh, but you'd have thought about. And given how fast it does,
yeah,
like it's so interesting. Just kuangalia, like chenye Twitter to care from it.
Yeah.
So like you, that's the part chenye I think in pressure.
Yeah.
Just how fast and the many variations it has.
Yeah.
And the how much like the style goes in it. Because kasi enye tunatumia any more of this free version. So imagine once it's better developed and they have now the actual paid version, because it won't be free, I'm sure, after it's well developed.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine like what will come out of that.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting.
I think you guys moved so fast.
Oh, sorry. sorry. Yeah. It's the topic.
For now, it's more like the descriptive, like what you thought about it.
Yeah.
Before to, because like there's so much you can talk in about and around about it.
Yeah.
The issues that will stem out of it, the advantages, the like how far it can go, the limitations.
Yeah.
So there's so much.
Let's do this. Maybe for someone who's listening, Miami Stuka to everything has been said.
Yeah.
About DALL-E. So basically, as Shaq said, DALL-E is an AI that generates image from keywords that you put down.
Yeah.
Basically, you see like how previously people used to put images, then AI used to help them generate a caption.
Oh yeah, sure.
So now it's the other way around, mm-hmm, where now the caption is, mm-hmm, now generating the image.
Yeah.
So that's for anyone, maybe when you bado ako amelewa what you're speaking about. So there's DALL-E 1.
Yeah.
And now we have DALL-E 2.
And they want to do 2.1. Yani, we have not even gotten over 1 and 2.
Actually, I'm thinking the best way to think about it for someone when you add a part of the concept, you come out the same way when you go to Google, you'll put maybe like the Eiffel Tower, and it will bring you images of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
So imagine if the Eiffel Tower didn't exist, and then you put in the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And now it brings you a generated image of art of how the Eiffel Tower should look.
Yeah.
So something like that.
Yeah, or like a painting of like a robot in Picasso style, or a painting of a robot in Van Gogh style, which is, I thought that was really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So it basically generates images from whatever you put down.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't just generate everything.
Yeah.
At the moment, it can't generate people like mm-hmm. direct names. If I just write down
mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden, it can't generate.
No, it's actually, it depends.
It won't bring the exact image, yeah. but it's somehow rough.
Yeah.
So let's say an easy thing that you can generate, maybe it's a monkey eating a banana. No, a banana eating a monkey. It will try now figure out how that would look like. Like most of the times,
yeah.
as someone who paints, who does a lot of Photoshop and graphic design, ungeniletea challenge ka hiyo, ningekaa chini sasa, now I start thinking about it like, now how will this look like? How
would
the banana look eating the monkey?
Mm-hmm.
But now for this, as soon as you put down those words, it generates the image.
Images, yeah.
So whenever you generate, like there's this platform called Midjourney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Midjourney,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you've logged in and done all that, it now starts generating. It can give you like 4 options.
Yeah.
Then you can pick from one of the options that you think looks nice, select it again, then now it starts generating better
images
from what you selected.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's a threat to creatives, because now you have to show your value more to your clients.
Yeah.
Like being us as painters, graphic designers.
Yeah.
There's a guy who will give good results within a shorter period.
Yeah.
For us, like as I said, a monkey, a banana eating a monkey.
Yeah.
It can take a lot of days thinking, brainstorming, a lot of sketches. Then I'll get to either the drawing or the Photoshop part.
Yeah.
But I think for me at the moment, the first time I saw anything done on Midjourney or DALL-E, I was like, my career is threatened.
And that's a valid risk, yeah.
So over the past couple of months, the first time when DALL-E released it, Aku release for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you had to be on that waiting list so you could try it.
Yeah.
I tried getting on it, I could work.
Yeah.
But recently, a colleague of mine at work and I truly try out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to like do some versions. But you have to notice, you know, anyone who's generating, you can see what they're generating.
Yeah.
To notice, kuna sifulani, sasa aliamua logo yenye alikuwa amepewa kazi, lazima saidie ku generate hapo. Like you could see his keywords zilikuwa the same.
Yeah.
All through.
Yeah.
So we were like, Midjourney, for lazy guys, it will be a huge threat career wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As we said, it's faster and it's giving good results.
Yeah.
But according to me, it's basically right now functioning with what humans had done previously. So why I'm not seeing it as a threat, Piani, you know, humans see change. Like we move so fast, new ideas come.
Yeah.
For it, it's working with ideas that already exist.
Mm-hmm.
So as an intro, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's too much. John?
So for me, currently as it is, it's an interesting tool to work with if you have, like you need ideas. If you need ideas, and I didn't feel when you were saying, like in terms of what it's a threat to us, because the images that she generates right now, I feel like they're only helpful to another creative. Like the images that it comes out with, they're not finished or polished or exactly what someone would want, that someone will go for it over a creative. Like once ukiangalia the images zenye zimekuwa zikitokea when you go and try it out, like yes, it's something that you can use, but if kama say it's like it's a restaurant wants a mural to go to their wall.
Yeah.
Or maybe they want people eating in Nairobi City, Aponje, you know, like to have the atmosphere, the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, can go and generate the images. But depending on the styles, the nina, ninis, and such, okay, there's certain touch and feel that it will have the tiny vibrance here. Ukiendo ambie kina mkabi, kina clevers or paint, that them they'll know how to capture like when you're downtown in a car, when you're this and this place in a car. Even Juzi, nakumbuka the that day when I posted the post credit scene at Skysen, tukionyesha venye Nairobi ilikuwa ina car. Like, yes, it was nice like having it, and there's many people who have done different African like cities and whatnot. But the best part about it of it ilikuwa how well they captured like Nairobi venye ilikuwa ina car. Kila mtu alikuwa na feel enyo in downtown hizo mamat. In a feel like to a restaurant in here, not like someone Linda took a Google some photos then a kamua ati acha tengeneze. So that one, that human touch, and then I think at the current stage that it is at, it's not yet there. Because kama vile said mesema at home same alikuwa anatafuta logos. So imagine kama ingekuwa ni client and after your logo, ingekuja na chochote.
So how do I put it? Like the example you've given. Let's go back in time. There's a time only painters could give, as you mentioned, Sharks, it's still developing.
Yeah.
One or two point something that is
coming. That will deal with videos and audio, imagine. Yeah.
So, ka sahi already, it is there and iko mbaya.
Yeah.
Like, but in a develop.
Yeah.
It's just like back in the days before cameras came,
yeah,
painters in Dolikona, they had the good days.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Like painters were the guys who will bring you the landscape or the portraits. But cameras came.
Yeah.
Nah, Ika stua somewhere.
Yeah.
That makes sense, John.
Yeah.
Like, so my problem is, if Saibadu are developing stages and things are moving this fast, I've seen videos that have been done by it, like voiceovers.
Yeah.
You think that it's a guy who's the face, then in a turn into...
But Max, kumbuka kama those videos zenye tulikuwa tunaongelea za deepfake.
Mm-hmm.
Zile videos za deepfake zenye tulikuwa tunaonanga, like zimetokea, and then people are doing like the different deepfake videos. And at some point, they were very like interesting. They're very interesting, like kuangalia, nini na nini and all that. But kulikuwa na limitations to it, because mtu anaweza jua deepfake ni deepfake for most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even wakati hauko sure, like there's mannerisms, different things that come into play. And yeah, like ukiangalia kitu yenye si real, even when you're watching a movie and you watch CJ that's not really good, you'll be like, yeah, it feels nini, but it's not, like it doesn't feel totally human.
Yeah.
And that's what like nilikuwa nasema. For now at the stage that it is, there's so much, nikawa umesema, mbona, why do people prefer to go and get a painter to make them a painting rather than kwenda super wangalie hiyo art yenye kwa hapo hivyo imeprintiwa imekwa kwa need they buy it? Because kama sahi, like yes, you can go buy this certain painting, but Max akifanya that same painting, like kuna zile mistakes, nuances to it, the brush strokes, just the feel enye it comes from someone doing it. Yes, maybe the computer can come and do it better in a much more refined style.
Yeah.
But haitakuwa as good. Like, kuna ile nye drawing different than... Nikasa, unaweza tengeneza picha grayscale. Nantumia naweza fanya hyperrealism enye naka iyo the same picture grayscale. But when you hold the two of them, there's that difference that there is. Iko na more life to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying...
Human currently, touch.
Yeah, exactly. Currently as is, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But only good for certain occasions, certain stuff. Not yet. So unless it develops to that point of which now it will be a different thing, then we can judge it on that.
Mm-hmm.
But right now as it is, not yet.
Yeah, but it has given like a very controversial, like, you know, opinion, because it can actually take jobs, let's say for something that could have taken somebody maybe 10 days, you can actually get it in a minute. Just by typing in keywords, you're like, you know what? I want an astronaut. Yeah, on the moon. Or like, I want a dancing hippo, you know. And it can actually change everything. Like, even in terms of, like, even the risk that you mentioned, like, for taking jobs, because it's actually fast. But me, I actually see it like a tool that you can actually use because there's one I looked at, a dancing hippo in Midjourney. I finally got the name right. I've been calling it Midweek. It's an application, Midjourney. So I saw a dancing hippo, and the colors were amazing. I would have never thought that those colors, yeah, like the gray, like the browns here, and then the, you know, the, I don't know, it looks so good, like in my opinion, and I thought it was so nice. And this, I got it from Midjourney, and I was just typing, dancing hippo. And I thought, I was like, I never thought that this blue would have gone well with this earthy tune, not in my life, until I would have seen a reference like this. I feel like it would be such an interesting way of seeing how I can use this to improve my work. So I not only saw it like that, and there's this girl called Cleo Abram. So she has a YouTube channel. So she said she got one of the creators for DALL-E. So, yeah, so this guy, he's an Indian guy. He's called Aditya Ramesh. So he was saying how, like, DALL-E works. So it has a software called Clip, and then it has another one called Unclip. So Clip has the software now, so it has the codes for images and captions. And then Unclip has what it can look like, and it gives like the option for technology. So Unclip is how would that picture look like, and then Clip is the images and the caption. So it has that in its software already and its data already. Then it joins the two, and in between, I don't know if you know a Venn diagram, it's like when you interlock two circles, what is in between? Mm-hmm. Like when you mix red and blue, you get purple. So the in between for this one that has images and captions, and this one that generates what it would look like, now from that in between now gives you the pictures that you can actually choose from. And what you had said about, I think it was Max, you said something about it can reduce the price of actually what people have worked on. So there was a design, it still needs human input. Let's say if it's somebody who's taken a photograph, they need, like, you upload it on Google or something, some place that it has the data for all of these captions, all of these images, and the computer associates this with a cat, you know, that a dog doesn't look like this. So there's a designer, I think it's Axios, a designer who did something, and it was dollar signs on a yellow fence. DALL-E comes, and then on the other side, it generates, you see a dollar sign fence. It took that image, made it into something so beautiful, not what the original designer actually did. So I think there's also some element of gray area, like we're talking about, when is it too much? I feel like that's why it's controversial. Yeah.
Tuto, this video is watching, like an agency decided to put one of the best designers.
Yeah.
Against the software.
My goodness.
So okay. It was there were three. I'm trying to remember them. I remember one was a goat in Michelangelo's style.
What? Okay.
There was another one, a robot guarding a wall of computers.
Okay.
Then, those two don't have Mukasa because I watched this some time back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, definitely, as we talked, time, mm-hmm. we as Nini spend a lot of time
mm-hmm.
for it. It was, here we are talking about, he's one of the good designers out there. So it took him like a day for each of the tasks. So he decided to go with more Photoshop manipulation. This mm-hmm. is where you get images, find a way of not creating a collage, but... but just manipulating the images to create one composition. Like you're a robot guarding a
wall of computers.
Computers. Mm-hmm. At first, when they were giving the challenge, I was like, oh, let me see how this will turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Both the designer and DALL-E gave quite quite good work.
Yeah.
So the only part that Dali maybe limbit called that particular one, mm-hmm. the keyword was a female ama a woman robot.
Oh, okay.
So you see for Dali, those two small nini. Yeah. So when it was generating, you could see like the busts.
Yeah.
Those two curves.
Yeah.
Like for kuna those the two form. Small, those minor details.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because now when they were presenting the tasks, it was presented to their team, like mm-hmm. now the agency team. Mm-hmm. So everyone was awkward, specify who's this, mm-hmm. like how we have those two there. So Walikotono Anishana, this is what was produced. So at the end, now I'm going to guess, is this the designers or is this Dali?
Mm-hmm.
So as you mentioned, for us humans, kuna the small things that you say at a notice, I'll share the link yeah. that in case guys want to go watch it. It's on YouTube. It was so interesting, like now to see the human brain against the nini,
yeah.
then now the time element and mm-hmm. trying to get the right images. If you've designed on social media artworks and images like posts, unajovenyo party na kwanga draining, getting the right images that you need to cut out and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that design I really spent time. But the result from both Dali good. And the designer was so good. But for me, the designer killed it.
Mm.
Kwanza on that goat, the one I said, the goat in what style?
Michelangelo.
I think it was Michelangelo. I'm not sure the painter's style, yeah. the Trent Tunini. Like, he killed it. Mpaka ungefikiria ni...
Sasa
you ungesema ni Dali, like you ungefikiria ni Dali ndo imegenerate the image. It was so well wow. done.
Yeah.
So when they were talking, they were like, when they were giving him the challenge, just to give him a bit of pressure, like let's see if the money we pay you is worth is worth the nini.
Mm.
Like now you get what we're saying.
Yes.
It's threatening. Like if it's already giving.
But sasa. No.
Kuna clients wenye, kuna good clients who like using shortcuts. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's someone who will lose a job.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to say, Mom, I get like for those one or two like images, maybe like if you want an artwork or whatnot. But so Max, try to think of someone needs to do a campaign. A campaign... for anything, let's say a campaign for the Olympics. Cindy,
mm-hmm.
a campaign for the Olympics, it's a span over so many things. Maybe I need different artworks, maybe I need different posters, nina nini. And maybe yes, like where unajua, like this is what the idea of what I want. And ukiingia this time, it can give you like maybe a good, whatever, maybe like let's say you wanted a poster, so na need your image, then you put the words up. Cindy, but sasa, a campaign is a whole series of things in how, like, you'll engage the customers, you'll engage these different people, how you'll present the idea on what and what utatumia on. And yes, a computer can make good art, but haita tengeneza a whole campaign for you. Like, you get, like, ineza kutengenezia this good poster.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the next thing in yunataka? I post it enda wapi, tatumia wapi na wapi. Dalia itakuambia tumia kwa t-shirt, tumia easy stickers, tumia this and what. Alafu ndio itakupatia the best images on how you'll reach people. Na hawezi chukua hiyo image, then when do ambia sasa designers, I have this poster, nataka kutengeneza a campaign around it. That was not the idea, maybe that was not the style they'd go with. You get? Like, ndio nasema, like, it's good for making certain art, I feel like. But there's so much nuances and intricacies in what, like, a designer or a creative does that Haiko put on paper, like it's not on the paper,
mm-hmm.
but it's on how they know. Kama wewe even ukiingia job unajua maybe like the companies that una work for, maybe una need kutoa a new oil or a new product kesho. Like yes, maybe the little bit in how you'll make the artwork, but you end utajua like in what places mtaitumia, inini itatumia wapi na wapi. Like all those things ni chenye client haizijua. That's what I was saying, like in terms of it's good, and yes, it will be good for a while, especially for one or two things in terms of how it will develop. But for the long run, I feel like we'll still come out on top. And those same people you're not got jobs from, wao pia watalearn kuitumia. Nugget, watalan kuitumia. So they will add it to the repertoire of their tools and their skills. So the next time wakachuta kuja kwake unataka nini? Yes, utaenda kwa dali, yeye itakupatia tu yote whatever. Yeye pia atachukua kutoka dali, achukue na bado ataimplement kwa the whole campaign. So mwishowe, wewe mwenye hauna the designer and the person mwenye anajua the audience, unawako on your own, unachukua hii image ujui venye unaitumia, unaitumia vibaya, maybe unaenda place ingine na printiwa vibaya, and all those things. Unakuja at the end, una lose out to uyu designer mwenye pia mwongeza in and into his skill set, unaanza kushangaa, why isn't it working for you? Wakati this other guy, there's more knowledge to it. It's only added to what he has.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Whatever it happens, it will just be added on. Bona mtu akatype, say he'll come out and say, but oh, by the way, msitumie dali, it's not good. Dama nini na nini, you just need bad people to do it.
Yeah.
Ni, you'll use it for when it's needed. And if you don't, then utambia Max, eh, back to old school, ingia hapo hivyo ufanye hiyo kazi.
Nikumbusha hii argument inakuanga ya. Some clients, some guys, always are shocked when creative designers give them a budget for like the branding process from the logo, those two small brand elements, typography, color. Unapatanga, most of them will say, hii kitu ndogo yenye ni so fast. Then you tell them, kuna zile platforms kama logo generator, go use it, then use whatever, then
Canva.
In our hit. Skona Ubaya or something like that. But just as a creative designer, I think, you know, Konga a very huge challenge that guys think the creativity of making unaskianga logo too. They don't know like your typography manini. But ju AI can generate kausha notice most of the fonts that are normally there. Not to sound rude, but it's nakuanga shitty. So for most guys or clients, or they just notice the goodness of a font after kazi. Like, how noticing it is something really important.
Now, anafikiranga ni kupik tu.
But then, like, even for what you said about, like, the skill set, I feel like skill set is also very important when you're going to DALL-E, DALL-E.
DALL-E.
Yeah. Yeah, just some lighter because I am not sure. Anyway, so like I feel like skill set is very important. Like in that YouTube channel for Cleo Abram, so she had an artist friend of hers compete to use the same AI, which is DALL-E, DALL-E. All right. So this guy is called Justin. Hash is called Cleo. Justin is an artist. Somehow he is creative in a way. Cleo, not so much. Never drawn before. So, and maybe she's not really into. So we wanted to know if the skill set, is it a playing field or does it go beyond? And she had 3,000 people vote. So it was like, you know, the majority. And actually they had to paint like a skyline. No, to use it. They had to use one without an AI, the other with an AI. And it was a skyline for New York City, and then now one with AI, without AI. So both of you, and you're given 30 minutes. So each of them had two, so they had four. So 3,000 people chose against the four. And actually Justin came on top, the one who had the artistic background, because you know how to manipulate it in your favor. I feel like there's also a level of skill set that when you need to use the software in order to like generate images and it helps you. And it also, for somebody who's not creative, boosts them also, they learn a new skill. It's like the way we get how people have the sip and paint. People who don't know how to paint release their inner child and then they start painting. So I think it's also very interesting for also somebody who doesn't really know about art. They go and then they're like, oh my God, this is so cool. So, yeah.
There's this quote that they always say, good artists copy, great artists steal.
Yeah, it's true.
So as John said, go generate your ideas there.
The best thief. The best thief. Yeah.
Build it from there. Mm-hmm. But do you think that the currency of the future is creatives need ideas? Now that, as you mentioned, like, yes, it had to beat in some way.
Yeah.
But so that's what I'm asking. Do you think that the currency of the future is ideas?
No, not really.
Why not?
Because how I see it, the reason I'd go to an agency and pay top dollar isn't really the idea, because there's many people who like know what kind of what they want. Because most of the time, when you think about it, most of the time ukiangalianga like even like the post and the publication, you don't feel like this is a new revolutionary idea and imetokea and it's never been seen before. No, it's the same thing. Like the same rules to make this publication and imetokea. But ikweni Time Magazine, whatever, watenda to these same people because wanajua like how to use this to make like the best out of whatever has been given to them. Like I feel it's more the execution and the understanding of what works in the world. Because sote tunaweza patiwa the same graphical elements and most probably you can make like things that look very similar. But this person ataka hii element hapa ikwe functional, ingine ikwe on this other side, it will look better when it's down and out there. Where yako maybe kuna a better idea much ni, but if the execution does not translate to what is on paper, then it will miss out from most people. And that's what you want. Tunataka, like, as much as ni artists kuna kuangana, I mean, descriptions of it, even when I was talking in some of the interviews, and tulikuwa tunaongelea, at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is communicate something to people. And if your idea isn't translated well into a certain communication, then it's either fine chochote, like either kwa applied. But so, if you communicate to people, then we only have to pass the money.
So Badu, umi mentioned to what idea happened.
Do you think
that now that is what will separate things like the AI, kwala senyu jump into waves then disappear?
No, do you mean the execution of these different elements ya mkona. Ni kama ile time tulikuwa tukiongea, alafu unasema huko show mbona umse like kuna wale wasenye anakuanga like very good artists. Ukiangalia kazi yao na their works, their paintings, their nini, so good. Na kuna mtu mwingine mwenye is not such a good artist, but yeye ndiye anapatia hizo contracts za ulikuwa unaongelea. Exactly. Yeah. Why? Cuz if kama ingekuwa about ideas, au wenye like really good artists ndio ingekuwa anafika that pinnacle.
But now one thing I've learned at the agency in Akwanga, how well you sell your idea.
Yeah, that's true.
How well you sell your idea is how fast or how much money you could earn from a very basic idea. Just how good you can sell. We've seen some logos that at the end of the day, people are like, wanna bash, but you find behind the scene, kulikuwa na hiyo selling period
yenye
you sell to the client and the client ends up buying the idea. But that's why I was asking that question. So for us as creatives with such competition, what do you think will differentiate?
That's a good
how will
question.
I say right now it's more of selling your value to your client.
Yeah,
like I have to prove why they should not go to that
machine platform, AI,
and they should come to me, like
either
the value ideation, like you may get kani hapo kwa value. I have to really sell more than
someone else or the other. I don't know. I think the way you've said it's important to like sell yourself, but I feel like, I don't know, for me actually, when I've seen, actually me, I've never used DALL-E. Me, I've used Midjourney. I'm telling you,
it's just under.
Oh, it's the same. Okay, I've been calling it midweek.
Not exactly the same,
I've
but
been calling it midweek all the time. So it's amazing. This microphone combat can do wonders. I'm speaking properly. So Midjourney, so it's an application, you can download it on your phone. You can
I've been using it from their Discord, their Discord channel. So
yeah.
If you just search for it, you'll see the instructions and how to follow.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get into.
Yeah. So even like, I feel like for me, because I'm recently getting into painting and like the mixing of colors, and sometimes maybe even though I know color wheel theory, like it would help me, let's say like that dancing hippo, as in those colors, I never knew purple and yellow would go well. As in, it was so fascinating. And I feel like maybe sometimes, like how you pitch yourself, I don't know. Maybe I have an answer, maybe I don't. But me, I'm just looking at it and I'm like, wow, now I know what I'm gonna use to get better. I feel like maybe I can use it to get better. But I feel like in terms of persuading somebody that I have the value better than the AI system, I think that's also up to them and how I sell myself. But that shouldn't demean also what I do. So even if you prefer going to DALL-E, DALL-A, yeah. So as long as you don't undermine the value of, you know, somebody else's work. So,
I forgot to mention, but there's some things that, as to learn that Kusema at the beginning, there's some things that it can do.
Yeah.
It can't produce adult content images.
Okay.
It can't.
Yet. Yet. And may I come here? Some of these things are the underpaid version.
Violent,
or cracked version.
Uh-huh. It can produce violent related images,
uh-huh,
and cannot produce specific person artworks. In like
also, it can't do the Raila Odinga thing.
Like,
but
it,
I saw somebody.
It will try.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be. Like, this day when I was there,
yeah,
when I was there, kushinda kiandika. Kylian Mbappe on a white rose, on a white horse.
Yeah.
I'm a try. Like, you can see, like, that's some angle of his face, but it's not that perfect. Like, I don't know, maybe it's copyright.
Maybe I saw Louis the Fifth as a dog. I remember I saw Louis the Fifth as a dog. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it
comes. It doesn't do faces well. See, up even we're going to find some faces.
I don't
and
know
this,
if
and this is even
maybe
that looks like Eren Yeager.
But I was thinking maybe it's something.
And it's not. So not even Nymphania, the eyes, the what's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
eyes
look weird.
I think maybe it's something intentional. Just to cover up.
Yeah.
I can sue. But I don't know. Maybe at the end of the day, it might come. But I think this is something most creatives, if it's the first time you're hearing about this, should check it out. We'll try to have more conversations along this line.
Yeah.
I'm sure most people in the creative scene around here,
mm-hmm,
to be honest, maybe less than Dolko may hear about it.
Yeah.
But with such information, I think we can get guys who are in a career path that we think such things might be a threat.
Yeah.
John, I mentioned about realism. In class, there's a day called on a debate, John, your painting, about realism and why wouldn't I call just a photographer? People spoke about it. Took like 10 minutes. Like, this guy was saying
he shaked
realism,
his head like so much.
They were saying about realism.
Yeah.
Then kuna student who was like, why wouldn't I just take a photo?
Uh-huh.
Why would I pay someone to spend hours to produce?
To recreate that.
Basically, the debate in a kwanga realism.
Yeah. Like,
kuna, I was shocked that there are some guys who genuinely hate realism.
Mm.
You kitu mili ni situanga.
Yeah.
Kulikuwa na bishu yetu nani Hugo akiongelea. Yeah, the reason enye, when we were talking, he was saying in terms of he doesn't get why most people will do realism in terms of it's just transferring what you see from one nini to the next.
Yeah.
Because for him, he was trying to say, like, if you have the creativity and why copy something that is on one paper to the other, rather than try to inject some more creative input into it. Like, yes, maybe your nini is very hyper-realistic and it looks like this, and yes, it's good. But if creatives, like, try to push it forward and make something, like, that is really good, then, like, you to like more of a creative input into it, so that ukiangalia unajua like this is art. Isi mtu atitua ameenda kachora mtu mwingine. Like this is ni. That's why unaonanga, like, most of the time when people are talking about art, our take this hyper realistic photo. Like, yes,
oh, yeah,
they they'll recognize that you're a good artist.
Yeah.
But the artist that makes nini people think, people move, and all those things is that art that has a little bit more, you can have different colors into it, you can have different strokes into it, all those things. Because then they evoke different things, and I feel like they translate more into what is there. Because hyper-realistic, like, yes, it's good, but it's already there. Like, the force is already there. It's just a different variation of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me, I've never done abstract. Me, I like realism, to be honest. Me, one of my goals is actually to paint. Yeah, paint and draw something hyper-realistic. Because I feel like if it's easy, then everyone would do it. But I feel like also it comes with personality. Like me, I like detail. Like I really like detail. So if I can get wrinkle or the light on the eye just right, I don't know. I like that. To be honest, I've had also many people say very interesting thing about like photorealism and stuff. But I feel like it's the same argument on why like photographs and a camera, even if I take a photo, why it's not like art also. Have you ever had like, why am I seeing photos in like a museum and somebody just comes and displays photos? And I feel like it's also with the same tool, the camera, not you might not get the same, you know, pictures in terms of how, the movement and stuff. But I think it's a valid argument. I don't feel like they get an answer, that argument. Because me, I like abstract. I like hyperrealism. So I feel like, I don't know. But there aren't any rules.
For you,
as
a photographer and artist,
I don't know.
No,
I don't know. Because I know I can't take good photos. I can't take good photos. That's why I would go to a photographer, you know, to take actually a portrait of me. Because me, I'm like, even if I take a selfie, there's a difference between a selfie and a photo and a photograph. Because a photograph, you know, that guy has made sure the light hits right, and then Sujithi has adjusted this, has so many machinery to make it look right.
Mm.
I feel like the same skill set you have, paint, even though this is maybe not something you would like, I feel like it should be appreciated in terms of how much detail it has gone through and taken. And also for somebody who's done abstract, because also abstract is also really difficult because, like, you know, you have to figure out a way how the colors blend together. Yeah.
That time I almost cried when I was doing that leopard. When the colors it was in a shinda ziki change, niki mix palette, it really broke me down.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I think... This is a conversation.
I have another question.
Yeah.
You, tell me if you're a client, when do you pay someone kazi, afanye?
Okay.
Maybe you want this and this certain piece of artwork. And at me, dali, afanye you 1 minute. Alafu akucharge 15,000 or 20,000 for it. How would you yourself feel given that umeenda kwa huyu artist ukitaka artwork? Yes, amekupatia artwork. Maybe it's good, but how would you feel?
I'd feel so cheated because I'm like, if maybe you pay for the AI, I don't know. DALL-E, I don't know. So when, if I, let's say you pay maybe like $30, you pay $30 for it, you know, to get access to it. And then you come and give me a plus 500% profit. I mean, that there are some things, baby, they should be legal.
No, people.
Yanni, you people, want people, to give Asian, me a people. 500%
there's profit? There's so many things that's kuna kwanga na 500% profit. There's so many things.
Yeah,
if you look at
but
the production,
sister, now
so
you're saying
things.
If I knew. So you said if I knew that question, how would I feel?
Things that you pay 500% for it.
Yeah, but then you can look for it. I think maybe even max at 100%.
A lot of
100% profit. 100 maybe.
100 maybe.
500.
Those Nike sneakers and you know not going to pay all that money for. When you, then how much money are they made for?
In China, when they're being made. Those guys are underpaid and all that. By the time you've got states somewhere in Europe, But it, I don't know. One thing. Mliona, you've used Figma.
Figma. No.
You've used Figma, John? But you know about it.
Ian, have you used Figma? Answer this. But, listen to this.
So Figma ilikuja na ubaya. Mliona Adobe inadai kupurchase. Basically, the Adobe suite is Illustrator, Photoshop, After Effects.
Mm-hmm.
Nani nyingine? Illustrator.
Design. InDesign.
Adobe Sketch.
Audition,
all that. So, if you've used Figma or have heard about Figma, I've used it a bit. It helps out with layouts and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Adobe are trying to get it. Figma. Sijui kasa hii washanunua, but imekuanga sare all through.
Mm.
But you know how Adobe does it. Wakisha nini, you'll have to pay for it. It's business. Juu Figma iliko inaharibia biashara.
But
anyway, as I've mentioned, I think the most interesting thing we could do is hosts guys who we think might be competing with Dali.
Yeah.
And just have a conversation.
I've been doing that little Dali. Fine.
Just have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's
yeah. I feel like
we'll carry some polls. I think by the time this episode is going up, we'll have done the polls first and the episode. Just to see what people think and their thoughts.
All right.
Yeah, we'll start. So, Lisa, hopefully, PM more creatives will answer because they have been in this. They're in this with us. But yeah, it's very interesting to see. Me, because one thing that I like is the fact that I can see what other people are creating. So, it helps get the idea of how far
people think.
Not how far people. Okay, yeah, can hear how far people think. But peer the limits of where they are in Africa. Because, okay, scroll. Because, guys, say when I'm using the Midjourney, okay, then one of my free, whatever you mean, for now, I go on free. But as I use it, I'm seeing what other people are creating. And it's so interesting to see, like, what other people are making out here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's nice. I love peer. Since I'm going to Malaysia, I'm going to Africa. Mtu akiweza chukua hii yote aende auze kama NFTs, kuna mtu atamshika kweli?
That's a good question. Does it have like a...
One thing I wanted us to talk about soon, NFTs and the hype and how...
It wasn't worth it.
Sometimes it crashed.
Yeah, it wasn't
after kupata real money, imekuwa ngumu, fake money.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think thank you for listening this far.
Yeah.
Tell us if you love such content. We'll be building more art related content.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's all from my end. Shucks.
Yeah, have a great week. Make sure you check us out on TikTok, Creative Shade. And also follow us on Instagram, also Creative Shade. Yeah, and have a very artistic week.
Okay, see you soon.
Bye, guys.